Hello?
Morning, Brandon.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Hey, I'm sorry I wasn't able to get a hold of you yesterday in the evening.
No, yes, sir. I was. No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got tied up setting up some new accounts, one in Dallas and one in Arlington. And then my son had his baseball game, so I was like, shoot, man, I had to get out. And then when I got back, it was like 8:30. I thought about calling you, but I was like, man, Brandon's probably tired. I didn't want to bother you.
No worries, sir. I would answer, no problem. Yeah, I was looking forward to that phone call to get it set it up already.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, we can still get it done. I mean, whenever you're
right
ready.
Right now, I think I can. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's do it. Well, the first thing that I want to do for you, Brandon, is what we do, what's called a voice verification right now. What that one does is it's for your protection since I have you on the discounted pre-agreement. It's going to outline the program for you. It'll outline your prices and also your cancellation options, which is basically just letting us know 3 days before your next billing day, and we don't process your payment, right? Sound good?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, for sure. So I'll go ahead and I'll start reading this to you, and then you just answer the questions for me. Before I take any type of card info or anything like that, we'll read this. And then once you understand it all and you say, okay, I'm good, then we can go to the credit card info, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So what we're going to do, Brandon, is before I process payment, like I said, we're going to do this voice verification. There's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave, I don't understand that, and I'll rephrase it for you. That way we make sure we have that firm understanding before we process any transaction, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to get started now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you, Brandon. So please state the name of your business.
Los Tres Gallos Heroes.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Araujo Fuentes. Co-owner of the company.
So you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company?
Yes, sir. On behalf of me and my dad and my brothers, yes, sir.
Great. So you are authorized user on the billing in the account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Brandon, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Is that your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name? Which one would you like?
Probably my pet's name, Princess.
Okay. See a Chihuahua?
Red-nosed Pitbull.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Thinking like
yes, a boy. Yes, she passed away, sadly, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was the best. She was sweet, but she was shy.
Red noses are the best, man. Red noses, they're shy, but they're super sweet and super smart.
Yeah, good thing we had her daughter. Yeah, her daughter came in, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I have a boy right now, but he's a golden retriever, and I already said before he goes, I need to make sure we have his son.
Oh, those are good pets as well, yeah.
Sure.
They're a handful, okay. I heard.
Yeah, they are because they're super smart. They're super intelligent, so that's the thing about them. Yep.
Blue noses are well. Blue noses are really smart. We have one right now. He's really smart.
Blue nose, is he like a grayish color? Dark color? Yes, black,
sir.
Maybe?
Yes, grayish and white. They're gray and white, yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah, those blue noses are beautiful, man.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So I'll keep going. So now to get results, is... Okay, so we did a security question. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so calls, they come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Now, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'll text it to you so you have it. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that again, sorry, sir?
Yeah, so basically that means is if another company starts calling you and saying, hey, Brandon, we want to do this and that for you online, just give me a call so I can make sure they're not trying to charge you for the same thing we're doing for you, and at the same time that it's not going to hurt the algorithms that we have for you to have you on the first page of Google, right?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir, no problem. Yes, sir, I appreciate it. No, I won't get no one else.
Yeah, and I got your back, so that's the thing. If somebody calls you and they're telling you, call me and let me know. And if it's something good for you, I mean, I'm going to tell you, right? But if it's something that's going to hurt what we got, well, then I'll tell you, too. So that's what
I think y'all have everything, sir. I'm looking forward.
How we do. We're going to encompass it all for you.
Yes, sir. Okay,
so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 17th in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $249. Now, this will be a reoccurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to make sure we do that correctly. But to prevent charges for your next month's service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And is it a monthly fee or every yearly, every 6 weeks?
So it is monthly. It is monthly. Now, it's going to begin reoccurring after your second payment. So your first payment will be done today. Now, next month on the 17th, you'll be able to make your next payment. And then after that, it turns into a reoccurring payment. Does that make sense?
So 3 payments are monthly and the other ones are yearly, or?
No. It's only 1 payment a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this plan is going to pay for itself. Yeah, this thing's going to pay for itself. It's going to be able to get you enough jobs that one of your jobs will pay for the month. The rest is all profit, right? And that's what we're looking at. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. So do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Now, let's see, Brandon. What's your last name, Brandon?
Araujo Fuentes, A-R-A-U-J-O.
And Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S.
And,
all right, I got you down at 307 East Powell Lane in Austin, Texas, 78753.
No, sir. That was an old address.
Oh, okay. When you're ready.
Well, can you put my parents, my pops is 88-0?
Yeah, so what you're going
to
You're going to want to use the address for the card that you're going to use right now. For whatever card you're going to use, that's the address you're going to put on file.
All right, so 5707. White Brook Drive.
Austin, Texas, 78753?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a master or a visa?
No, 78724.
Okay, 24. Perfect.
78724.
Okay, this is a master or a visa?
Debit.
Yeah, but in the front, does it show MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Oh, Discover,
Cover? Okay. And the card number when you're ready?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's a MasterCard. I usually use cash. I'm not really a big card.
A card guy. Yeah, I'm the same here. I'm old school, brother. I'd rather just pay with cash.
Yeah, I heard that them banks be stealing a lot of money.
Hey, man, son, you got to keep control of your transactions, right? Make sure that, kind of like the checkbook back in the day, but now you still got to do that. They're like, oh, well, it's convenient. We're showing you exactly. Yeah, you also don't show me nothing because you confuse me with us.
Yes.
They get me every time, dude. I'm like, that makes no sense. Anyways.
They can leave you one step at a time.
Yeah, for real. Yep.
Yes, I can get you the number. It says 5275. Or we go with the date.
We'll go with the credit card number first. The 5275?
1502.
Okay.
0194-7207.
All right. Expiration?
0430.
April 2030. And security code.
5 1-7.
Okay. Let me update that for you.
And the name is Arturo. It's an ambulance. It's always here in Austin. It's always something weird always going on, like you say, sir.
Yeah, for sure, man. Keep Austin weird, dude.
Yes,
Austin always got
something
going on.
Yeah, man. It's supposed to have a serial killer going on.
No, again? I remember killing, when man. There was one by that lake, right? That was by the lake, and they kept...
Yeah, they still haven't catched him. It's the same guy.
No. Wow, that's
freaking
crazy.
They say they found a new body right now in the Ladybird Lake. Yeah, not too long ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You should look at the news right now in Austin. They even said a house blew up. I was down the street working there, and the house blew up.
No.
Yes, sir.
What? I'm telling you, bro. Keep Austin weird, bro. I'm telling you, man. That's serious. Now, bro, it's already been like a year or 2 years they haven't caught this guy, bro.
That's what I was telling my wife. I'm like, there's a serial killer going on. She's like, no, you crazy, no. And then she saw it on TikTok like a year ago, her body's found on the lake.
Wow.
And she just looked at me. Yeah, sir. The thing is, he only kills males. He only kills guys. I don't know.
Oh, shoot. I thought he was killing girls.
No, he only killing guys. No.
So this guy, he watched Jeffrey Dahmer, and he took it
yeah,
serious.
He's,
boy.
He's, yes.
Serious.
He got inspired by him.
For real, my man got inspired by Dahmer. That's wild, man.
He wants a new documentary on Netflix. That's like you, sir.
Hey, oh, for real, man. And you know what? He's probably gonna end up getting it, dude. Like that's the crazy thing. Because honestly. He's been around for so long. When they
probably
find
gotta get multiple.
Yes, bro. When they find out his backstory, bro, I know there's gonna be some crazy stories going on there. And he's probably finding these guys like downtown and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, they're drunk people from 6th Street.
He's killing
gay people, like gay male people.
Oh yeah, go get. We're all laughing. It's so messed up. Somebody got murdered last night.
Yes. I think he already had like 7 under the belt, 8 under the belt.
Yep.
He's going for a record.
That's wild, man. For real.
Yes, sir.
Stuff. Hey, so I want to be the first one to welcome Los Tres Gallos Guidos, man. I know those fighting roosters. They're some dogs, boy. So getting you guys out there is going to be great for us in the Austin area. Now, what I want to do is I'm listing some of the services. If I remember, you said that you're doing concrete work, right?
Yes, sir. Masonry work, all type of work outside, sir, that you think. Sprinkler work, outdoors. Yeah, everything outdoors, sir, mostly. Pergolas, shed building, everything, sir. Almost like a small contractor, typically. I still haven't gotten my license, so I can't be saying anything.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You in the state of Texas, you can do all this work without a license. So you're going to be able to use Google and this platform. Yeah, for sure. I mean, now if you're going and you're doing electrical work, you know what I mean? Obviously, you'd want an electrician's license so you don't get it, you know.
I got my
but
brother.
Like decks,
yeah, man.
Yeah, but like decks, pergolas. Shed buildings, you know, drywall work,
yes.
Concrete work, landscaping, treatment, all these things, you can do it without any type of...
Yes, life. Without a license.
Yeah,
sprinklers,
sure.
Yes, sir.
So I got landscaping,
all
masonry,
right.
Sprinkler, tree timbering, tree removal, pergolas, shed buildings. Let's do concrete work. Let's see. Masonry, sprinklers, tree removal. Okay. Plant installation, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, got plant installation.
Avers as well. I know it's going to be a big favorite.
Pavers, yep. Pavers is a big one. Okay, now let's talk about your hours of operation. What are we doing Monday through Friday?
Uh, 24/7, sir, in cases of emergency. But it's usually...
Okay, so then what I'm going to do is we're going to list your hours of operation, and then we're going to put emergency services. And then what we'll do is, like, when we set up, like, your website and things like that, inside of there we can put... emergency service, and then in quotations, like, may have a fee, right? If they're calling you at 3 a.m. that their pipe is busted, you got to drive, you know, 40 minutes. Obviously, you're going to have to charge. I mean, you're going to want to charge an extra fee for that nighttime. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, sir. And I'll charge
that. I mean, that'll be up to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, put 6 a.m. to.
Okay.
7 p.m. probably.
7 p.m. Okay. And then what about Saturdays? Are we open on Saturday? Same hours? Appointment only?
Appointment only, probably. You probably say appointment only.
Yeah. Same thing for Sunday, appointment only?
No, not really. Sir. No, no Sunday. No.
Closed on Sunday?
Those are closed. Yeah, so for family, yeah.
Okay, so then we're doing emergency calls Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get, like, your logos together and things like that for the website that we're going to put together for you guys, right? So whenever you have your logo, just have it on your phone. So that way when we do the call, you're able to submit all that stuff. So let me see what I got on the schedule. You got some time today, Brandon? We're still early enough that I can schedule you, honestly, in, like, the next 2 hours, like around 11. Would that work for you?
Actually,
you'd be working at that
can
time.
I do a little bit later?
Yeah, yeah, I can
have it finished this. Around 3 p.m.? I think I'll be done by my day around 3 p.m.
Okay, 3 p.m. For sure. Let's see. All right, let me get you down for 3 p.m. Brandon, I'm a whole Fuentes.
Oh, and on the logo, sir, you cannot get it from the same one from their mind, right? Y'all can't get nothing from your right without my authorization.
Yeah, we need your authorization. But, I mean, you can always, what you're going to want to do, go to your Google, go to your Yelp, wherever you have your logo, and just take a screenshot of it. Crop it out, and then you can send it.
Yeah, I have it. I have the picture on it. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's all we need right there. So that way we make sure we got.
I have the PDF. I got the PDF file. I could send you the PDF file.
What I really want is I want for you to be able to grab that website and show your dad and be like, "Look, Dad, look what I got for us, and we're saving a lot of money, and now we're making more money, right?" For him to be like, "Watch out, that's how it's done." You know what I mean? And that's what I really want, man. Hey, look, I lost my dad during COVID, and me and my dad were real close, the way you and your dad. I can tell you and your dad are close because you guys run the business together. I've called before, and I actually had a conversation with him one time. You know, and he's firm, but he's a good man. And you could tell he's a good guy. He cares about his boys. You know, he cares about y'all's business. And for me, I'm excited that I'm doing this for you, saving you money, and at the same time, we're going to, you know, That's be it. Able to show him, yes, and make him happy.
Actually, yes, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you. Yes, I, me and my wife, actually, she's always been telling me, like, why you don't get, like, another job? Because we were really big in Austin, like, right before COVID. Like, we were doing really great. We picked up. It was when I was still in middle school, though. But then he lost his phone. I don't know if you know the Reality Austin company, the real estate company, the Reality Austin.
Oh, yeah, Realty Austin. Yeah, Realty Austin. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to work with them. Like, I used to do all their houses. Like, they started with me. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew the owner, like, one of the owners there. She left, though. When she left, like, we left, too.
Oh, so that's when you lost the account.
Then we started going down, yeah. That's what stopped us down for a little bit. Then he lost their number and everything, all the contacts. Yeah. Her name was Holly. Yeah. Yeah, and we lost contact with that real estate company. Then I still did one or two jobs for them, for like their real estate agent, but not for the big guy. Yeah, oh, for me and my dad are the same, sir. Like, we stuck so in common that the other day we argued too.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 2 hours and talk to you, yeah. I told him, like, hey, I gotta go to the house, man. He let me in the house too, so I couldn't go there. But then I started thinking back and like, nah, man, you gotta think. Like, you said one day he ain't gonna be here no more. And that's the day, like, when you miss him, man, you can't do nothing
absolutely,
about
bro.
It, because that's how things are.
I can't
are.
Stress that enough.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, bro. Once they're gone, man, the arguments, the little things that you were in with them and things like that,
you know,
not going to matter anymore.
You miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just going
you
to miss hearing his
voice.
Yep.
Yeah, so I kind of throw that, too, because I moved out, and I'm a big mom's guy. I'm a big mommy's boy. I'm the youngest. As well,
man,
I'm
the
oldest
too in my family.
Yeah, we're just all brothers, and we attach more to the mom, right? Like, younger.
Yeah, but it's because we have dads that are tough on us. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
you know,
my dad was really tough. We're not like that.
Yeah, she's not like
and
that.
It's
so.
Best. Yeah, it's just best as well. I think you're tough on your boy as well, right? Sometimes. Because we need that.
I have to be, man. And it's hard because I know that I love him, but I know that I'm doing good by being tough on him, right?
But that's, on a, like, me, I'm a son. Like, I tell you, like, your son probably likes it, too, because he sees that you care for him. Because if you didn't get on him, you wouldn't care for him. Because you want the best for him. And someone who wants the best for you will always tell you what's good and for you and what's wrong. They will tell it to you straight up. I say things straight up, sir. I don't sweet talk it. I don't sugarcoat it. That's why I had trouble too with him. Cause we don't sugarcoat things. Yeah, my boss. He just
straight up. And that's one thing he's gotta appreciate too, because you're like that because he made you like that. You know what I mean? He made you tough to where you're not scared to say what needs to be said, and that makes a difference.
And that's what I put it on my job too. I put that, take that to work too. And that's why some clients like me, some don't. Cause I just say them straight up to them like, hey, they doing you a bad job, or I won't do you a bad job. I'm saying straight up. Some like it, some don't. Some get butt hurt. I don't know why.
Yeah, I bet, man. So yeah, cause some people, they just don't know how to take criticism. They were probably just raised by their mom. And whenever somebody told them something bad, they're like, oh, don't talk to my son like that. And, oh, it's okay, mijito, baby, lindo.
I criticism. Yes, I would like someone to like criticize me and tell me, hey, you're doing something wrong here. If they don't criticize you, they don't care about you, man. I feel like criticism is good as well. Like you could make up your mistakes.
No, no doubt. Hey, Brandon, you guys have a Facebook business Facebook profile?
No, sir. I was about to tell you that I was just going to do it. My dad was telling me too last night.
Perfect.
Before you called me, like, to have that Facebook ready for you. But
yep, for sure.
I'll have it ready for you, sir, before 3 p.m., sir. I apologize, sir. Yeah,
don't worry
about
it. You don't gotta be sorry about that, brother. Yeah, don't be sorry about that. We'll get that taken care of.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We're going to do call tracking. Now, on your website, are you going to want to link, like, your PayPal or, like, maybe Cash App, Zelle, things like
this
that, where people can make payments through there, through your website?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll have those ready by today as well. So, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that way.
Apple Pay, too. That's it.
Yep, for sure. Terms of, okay.
Yeah,
so now I'm going to send you over a form. One sec. It'll come through text message. This one's really simple. You're able to open it up, get some signatures on it. Let's see. And last thing I'm doing is I'm just adding in your operation hours. There's that one. You guys got a lot of work today, or are you going to be a little bit free today?
You got to finish one work, sir. Tomorrow, I think, is going to be a little bit more busy than today.
Oh, yeah, Friday, you're going to finish your week strong?
Yeah, sir. I think I'm going to go look at another job, yes, sir. It's pretty, it's a small job, but it's concrete and a sink, man. It's small, but it's luxurious.
Yeah. Nice. That's what makes it do. Yeah. Small job, but we're going to make some good money, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, sir. That's a good one.
For sure. Well, here we go, man. We got you all set up, ready to rock and roll. The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to be calling you at, 3 p.m. your time. Right, so the calendar invite that I sent you through your email,
yes, sir.
I sent it over to, let me give you the email address I sent it to. Send it to Brandon78789@iCloud. So that one, you accept that one.
Yeah.
Also the text message I sent you, if you could fill that out for me. And then when I call you back at 3, we're going to be doing your onboarding call. Okay, so most likely that'll be with Nikki or maybe Evan. But I'll let you know who it's with because I'm going to be the one calling you, and I'll tell you who I have on the line. I'll introduce you to them, and then I'll kind of pass you to them so that way they're able to take care of that for you, okay?
Yes, sir. And right here on the Cerberus right here that I got,
uh-huh.
What do I put? Like, I agree to receive messages sent to my number?
Yes, exactly, because we need all those agreements. So that way when the customers are reaching out through Google, through the platform, call tracking, you're okay and letting us know it's okay to send those to your phone.
Yes, sir. I'm just doing this right now.
Yeah, no, that'll work for sure. I'll be right here in case you got any questions. And then once you're done and you say, okay, I got it all day, then I'll go ahead and we'll take a little break until 3 p.m. when I call you back.
I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, sir. Yelp. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple, man.
Yep. You're going to get it.
It doesn't let me confirm.
Make sure that you're putting your name.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes, sir. I bought it.
Okay, perfect. So then we got that done. So now you're all ready for your onboarding call. Just do me a favor, and when we call you back, just have that information, like for your Zelle, the PayPal, the things you're going to want. To add access to the website, and then we'll go ahead and we'll get everything else set up for you guys, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely, brother. I'm glad we're able to get here. I'm excited that this is going to happen for us, man, and I'm excited to get you guys working. So I'll be calling you back here in a few hours, and then we'll get everything else finished up. Sound good?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. See you later.
Absolutely. For sure, man. Hey, stay safe out there. Don't go to 6th Street. Stay away from the serial killer, okay? I need you ready to work.
Yes, sir. My wife like wants and like that. I don't drive. I'm more of a stay home and watch sports and movies like that and stuff. Not
nice.
A big party guy.
yeah. Same for me, man. My wife, she likes to go every now and then, you know, dancing or whatever, listening to music. And she drags me along.
Yeah, it's more her sister.
Hey, I'll tell you what, at least when I'm in 6th Street, I don't worry about that guy coming for me, right?
We know who he's going
yes,
after.
How to go, my
the qualifications.
Yes.
He'll be like, hey, man, I don't qualify.
I'm not in this time, baby.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yes, I got a friend, though. I got
yeah.
a friend you could get.
I got a friend. You
know what I'm saying?
He ain't
worth that. He'll take it for the team.
Yeah, for the team.
This was that one guy who would take it.
That's a good
one. Yeah. Yep. I had a friend that my guy was like, no, no, no. He was like, no, no te queda mal un caldo aquí de vez en cuando. Like,
oh.
Yeah, soup doesn't, it's not that bad here and there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, this guy is, oh, no. You, I know you won't start moving right there.
Yep.
But yes, I'll see you later. It
no
was
doubt,
nice
no
talking to
sure,
you,
sir. Yeah. You too, brother. It was another good conversation,
sure.
Brandon. And
yes,
I'll call you again here in
yes,
a few
sir.
Hours.
Thank you.
We'll get you all ready.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Have a good one, my brother.
Appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll be talking to you in a bit.